May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now remember what I told those of you who are part of CTK Sunday. When I get down into a wormhole, I have to teach my way out of it. Thus, the message. These are verses, and I shared some of this last night on a couple of the broadcasts we did. But these are verses I've probably quoted maybe thousands of times in the last 4 or 5 years. And I probably spent more time in Colossians over my lifetime in the Lord than any other place. Colossians looks like this. It's been one of my favorite wormholes. But these scriptures, and I wish we had time to do the whole context, but this is verse 1 of chapter 3. It says, if then, and the idea is, in light of the fact that you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So if you've been raised up with Christ, he's seated at the right hand of God, so are you. That's what it says in Ephesians 2. Raised up and seated in him in the heavenly places. And so, again, since you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, heavenly things, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In other words, relocate yourself mentally. Then it says, set your affections in the King James Version. In the New American Standard, it says, set your mind. Which one is it? It's actually a word that means both of those things. It actually would be better translated, thinking with affection continually on the things that are heavenly, throne room realities, and not on the things of the earth. So he says, keep seeking, so we relocate ourselves mentally so that we abide in a consciousness, a heavenly consciousness, because of our union with Christ, so that we're thinking with continual affection on those things and not the things of the earth. There's so much there, but this is the part I wanted to kind of focus on. Verse 3 and 4. For you have died, and your life is hidden, or concealed, hidden, with Christ and God. Now, when he uses the word, there's this little, but I don't mean to get too technical, he's going to use the word with twice, and it kind of has the idea of the whole union. For you have died, and I prayed this little earlier, that whatever defined you before, if you're a Christian, no longer defines you. Now, if you let your heart run with that thought, it affects so many things. Two of the biggest words used in preaching today that I believe the Holy Spirit has released to the body of Christ to pursue and to seek out and discover are the words identity and the words destiny. Now, often, though, we find ourselves running down rabbit trails and we're still trying to find identity and destiny in something other than the fact that we're in union with Christ. Yeah. See, because you have died. So the idea here is he says, adjust, relocate yourself mentally so that your affections and your thoughts are continually on heavenly things, throne room realities, because that's where you are, because that's where Christ is. For you've died, and everything that defined you before no longer defines you. But the life that you now have is hidden with Christ in God. Okay? And then he says this amazing thing. We know that Christ is our Savior. We know that Christ is our Lord. We know that Christ is our healer. We know that Christ is our friend. We know that Christ is all these things. But what Christ is first and foremost, this is about identity. He's your very life. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ and God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed or is made clear. Now think about this in terms of, could this be interpreted as Christ is living his life through you? Yes. But I really have come to believe that it's more about discovering, in light of all the verses just before, for you've died, your life is hidden with Christ and God. Now, when Christ is your life, is made clear to you. When you see that, when you finally see, as you grow in a growing way, see that you've died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God, seated in the heavenly places, as you begin to think in terms of who he is and the realm in which you live in union with him, that you're called to abide in and to carry into this world. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed to you, then you will be made clear with him in glory. I think that so much of human brokenness and so much of suffering and pain that we cause, that we experience, and that we even cause others, is because people are on a search for themselves. And then we identify ourselves with so many different things that are not irrelevant, but they're way secondary.
Amen.
You know, I said a few Sundays ago, I used to be white, and then I got born again. That can't be my chief identity. You with me? I as important it is that I'm an Alabama fan, that can't be my chief identity. If you're an Auburn fan, you need deliverance. No, because that can't be your chief identity. No, sorry about that. That went downhill really fast. My identity is in Christ and in the realm of heavenly glory that he lives in. Let me read this to you from Romans chapter 8. Really familiar passage. For whom, verse 29, he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to his image, to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. In whom he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he has already glorified. Now, I know there's going to be a glorification when I get my new body, but there's a glory that's already happened to you.
That's right.
And that glory is that you're in union with Christ, that Christ is your life. He's not just your helper. He's not just your buddy. He's not just walking along beside you. You're in union with him in glory. And for you have died, and your life is hidden, if you're going to discover you, then you've got to seek those things which are above where Christ is. You've got to adjust and relocate yourself mentally and think in terms of who you are in Christ, seated in heavenly places, for you've died, and everything that's ever defined you in the past no longer exists, and you can only be defined in your union with Christ, for Christ is your life. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed to you. And I'm telling you, I've been preaching this for over 40 years. But the revealing is still happening to me. It's still becoming clearer. It is the great, magnificent obsession. It's not an optional truth. It is the core of everything. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed to you, then the true you will be revealed in him. And you in glory. You and I, because we're in Christ, seated with him in heavenly places, we are recreated in him to live in the atmosphere of his glory and to project that glory everywhere we go, how we think, what we say, how what we do. And if we decide to step alongside ourselves, our true selves, and decide to project stuff that doesn't flow out of our union with him, then we're stepping out of glory. And we're not releasing and manifesting glory. You and I have the privilege of walking in, abiding in, and releasing the glory of God in Christ as a way of life. That's the true you. That's the true you. Let me read those verses in Romans 8 again. Let me start with verse 28, real familiar. Refrigerator verse. You know, the ones you put on the magnet in the refrigerator? And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he's now going to define the purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined that we would be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. There'll be a lot of other people who manifest his life. And whom he predestined, he glorified. The purpose that each one of us have, the great assignment, is that we would reveal Christ. And the good news is that that's not something we do by imitation. It's not something we do by striving. It's because of our union with Christ. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed to you, when you get that, when you really understand that Christ is not your helper, he's not your assistant, he's your life. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed to you, then the true you will be revealed with him in glory. We were created for him. Everything's summed up in him. And if we try to find our identity in anything else, ministry, titles, anything else, property, wealth, our heritage, I have a family tree. And if you're a Christian, we have the same one. It's called Calvary. It's the cross. And our joy is now we've been pulled out of this world. Everything before that used to define me no longer defines me. Christ defines me. And his glory is the environment that I get to live in. I get to think from, speak from, out of my union with him, act from. That's stunning. And I'm just now in this wormhole. It's going to get... I'm going to have to give everybody a break eventually and talk about something else that I'm probably not near as interested in. Then we'll have to come back to the wormhole. But this is maybe this is an endless wormhole you can't ever talk yourself out of. I quoted this in, from C.S. Lewis. People think humility is thinking less of themselves, but true humility is thinking of yourself less. And that can only happen when you find identity in someone else other than who you are, how you look, where you've been, where you're from, what tribe you're a part of. That's going to bring nothing but disappointment and destruction and despair. We live out of our true identity, and then we fulfill our true purpose, which is to experience and manifest the glory of Christ. That's just stunning to me. Amen? That was all accomplished at the cross for us. And at every Eucharist, we get to celebrate that. I'm thinking when we take Eucharist, we ought to all be like demon-possessed Pentecostals, running down the aisle, hooting and hollering, going, yes! Because this is where it all changed. My identity was changed. You know, this is where the family tree changed. This is where everything changed. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together. I got so excited talking about this last night, 6:30 to 7 o'clock thing. I understood that nobody understood what I was saying because I didn't understand what I was saying. My mind was getting so ahead of my emotions, ahead of my mouth, that I was like going, this is just so incredible. So what's a good thing to pray? God, reveal Christ as my very life to me. Because as you do, you'll discover the real new you. And when you discover the new you, you'll like that a lot. Because the new you is in union with him. Amen?
Amen.
You're defined by him. Isn't that stunning? Jesus said in John, and what Holy Spirit said in 1 John, as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
Nuts. Okay, I'll stop. See, I can't get out of the wormhole.